Episode 1593, All in the Family.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Can you believe it? It is already hump day, and that means it's Wellness Wednesday. It is time to get your health on. How are you living your life? Well, guess what? It's all in the family. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, health and wellness is more than the food you eat and your exercise regimen. I know you thought that everything was wrapped up in your diet, what you drank, and how much you exercised. But it's all in the family. Your family history has a strong influence on your health. You cannot change your genes, but knowing your makeup is crucial to understanding your body. Well, throughout my life, I've had struggles when it comes to food. And I've shared some of this since the, launch of Create Your Now. And my story is long, but I'm going to try to keep it short for you. My mom told me that when I was a baby, I'm talking newborn, she would walk me for hours upon hours because I would just cry. I would scream. Anything and everything she tried, there was no comfort. She went to the doctors and they just thought, well, she's colicky. She's got colic. So let's try this formula. Let's try that formula. My mom said she tried so many formulas, nothing worked. I continued to cry and cry and cry. I take my hat off to my mom because she put up with me for crying. And she probably had no idea what was going on because honestly, she didn't. She was doing the best that she could, but there was no consoling me. Well, as I grew up, I never had normal bowels. There was always something happening. However, one thing that I noticed too was that it wasn't just me. It involved my mom. She had problems too. And then as I got older, I found out my grandma had problems. And then as I got older, I found out it just wasn't my grandma, but my great grandma had problems. And then I found out it was my uncles. You see, my mom has two brothers. And I thought, maybe it's just not me. It's all in the family. The problems ran deep in the family. You may not have the same thing as your family members. However, knowing your family history helps you understand your genetic predisposition. And this is your possible susceptibility. Things that you need to be aware of. That doesn't mean you're going to get that disease. But if your father passed away at an early age from heart disease, you need to make sure you understand that. You need to tell your medical provider about that because that runs in the family. You know those health histories that you have to fill out every single time you go to your doctor's appointment? It's not there for just paperwork. It's not there for you just to keep checking off these boxes and you have to read things. No, it's there because if you have this within your family history, these are red flags. And it's very important to notate these red flags. And I understand that just because it runs in the family doesn't mean you're going to have it too. Yet it gives you the opportunity to what? To help facilitate a life from a preventative measure. You don't want to be reactive when it comes to your health and wellness. But unfortunately, a lot of us live that lifestyle. We're reactive. We take things to suppress our symptoms, but we don't get to the root of the cause. If we understand our family history, we may not know exactly 100% the root of the cause, but we can find what? Trends, patterns. And we can see what has worked for them, what is new in technology, maybe what's available now in the health industry. And we can change things up with our lifestyle, our habits. So what can you do when it comes to your family history? You gotta be a powerhouse. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Be a powerhouse. Don't back down when it comes to your health. You have one life, only one life. God gave you one body, only one body. It is up to you to take care of it. Now, like my mom, she was trying to take care of me, right? When we have our babies, we take care of them. We nurture them. We feed them. We want to help grow them up. But as we get older and we move into adulthood, it's our responsibility to take care of our body. Well, you see, my mom went to the doctors recently for some concerns, health concerns for her. And she had a colonoscopy and an endoscopy. Both tests were run. And from those results, we found out that she had some things that were genetic. Now, she was staying with me at the time, and so I was on the phone. We had the nurse and the doctor on speaker, and I was able to hear. And we were told, this is genetic. You need to tell your family. It's not to alarm them, but they need to know. Your children need to know. Their children need to know. This was really informative information that we needed to be given. And I was like, I was so glad I was on the call. Not that my mom wouldn't have shared it with me, but it's stuff like this that you don't have sitting down together over Memorial Weekend, do you? You're not talking about, oh, what did great-great-grandpa die from? How old was he? Those are conversations we don't have, but it's all in the family and we need to be having these discussions. You got to be a powerhouse. When it comes to your health and wellness, you have one body. You need to take care of that one body. You got to be willing to ask those tough questions so you can own your own health and wellness journey. So, what does that look like to be a powerhouse? Well, number one, ask those tough questions. Understand the medical problems and the diagnoses, the age of the disease, when it came about in your family members, or at least the general time frame. If you go back two or three generations, you might begin to lose that timeline a little bit. But to have general ideas as to the timeline is important. Also, was this an issue with their death? Was it a cause of their death? And if so, what was the age of their death? These are all important questions. I know we don't want to talk about death. We think it's morbid. It's not something that's real happy, but it's not going to be happy if you can do something about it now. You look at your children, and if you have grandchildren, look at your grandchildren. Maybe you're sitting here and you know you've got great-grandchildren on the way. Don't you want to be around longer and stronger? Than just, oh, well, I'm just going to see what happens to my body and I'll react to what I find out. So ask the tough questions. Maybe not at the dinner table, but it's important to know. Number two, look at what serves your health goals based on your genetic predisposition. So if you know you have cardiac disease in your family, it runs, heart disease runs in your family. Don't you think that heart health is something you really need to take seriously? Of course. That doesn't mean you're going to have an issue with your heart, but you want to make sure that you take care of your heart the best that you know how. And it's a conversation you can have with your medical provider. It's a conversation you can have with your nutritionist. It's a conversation you can have with your coach, with your trainer, where you can lay out what you need to do based on your family history, because it's all in the family. So ask the tough questions. Look at what serves your health goals. And finally, number three, prepare a lifetime wellness plan. This is where you share information with your doctor. You lead with intention. You eat to fuel your body, not eat because, well, I like the food. If I just ate to like my food, man, I'd have root beer floats for every meal. Okay, I might get tired of that. Maybe I'd have root beer floats and then some chocolate and then maybe some, oh, I don't know, some fresh homemade donuts. And then, oh, we can't forget about banana cream pie. Okay, do you see the problem here? That's not leading with intention. Oh, but I'm eating. No, but I'm not eating to fuel my body. There's a difference. So lead with intention. Eat to fuel your body, not the disease. Exercise on purpose. It's intentional movement. It's not, oh, I think I'm going to go do this. You know, I woke up this morning and I didn't want to work out. I was like, there's no way this is happening. I've got too many things on my plate. I've got an interview to do. I've got a mastermind group and I've got coaching. Plus, I need to read and write. And oh, wait, there's still family. There's still errands to run. I got to go to the grocery store and there's bills to be paid. And I didn't even go into all the personal stuff like, you know, going to the bathroom, taking a shower, brushing my teeth. All that stuff takes time. You've got to be and live and lead on purpose. So guess what? I got my exercise in. I did my 3 miles. Yay, go me. Felt good. Next. And I love it after I do it. But before I do it, it's like, no, I don't want to do it. But when I lead with intention, it changes everything. Be a powerhouse. Don't back down when it comes to your health. You matter. There is no one in this world that can take your place. I don't care what anybody has told you. I'm telling you that right now. No one can take your place. No one can be the parent to your children. No one can be the grandparent to your grandchildren. Those grandbabies are important. You want to be around for them. Long and strong. So be intentional with your health. So as my mom finished up with her test, she actually is going to be having surgery here soon. And as I was discussing with her what the doctor found out, I continued the conversation by saying, what about Uncle Mike? What about Uncle Joe? They've had these problems. Because you see, I've been on a journey for me that started years ago. When everything started and my husband said I've fallen out of love, that was the beginning of my journey. And it was a lifetime plan. Not just health and wellness. It was a lifetime plan. God-sized dreams placed in my heart. And God says, I've got something bigger for you, but you've got to wake up and you've got to see these things. And he peeled back stuff that I was like, oh, no, I don't have that problem. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, no, I don't have that problem. Oh, yes, you do. You want to be a powerhouse. In the world that you touch, you got to be a powerhouse in your health. You got to have those tough conversations. So I encouraged my mom. I said, Mom, will you please talk to Uncle Mike? Ask him more questions. I want to know. I want to know what his symptoms are. I'm trying to figure this out because it's not only for me, but my children are getting older and they'll make comments to me. And I go back through how I felt growing up at that age and things that were happening to my body. And I'm like, whoa, red flag. Warning sign, sound the alarm. When we are proactive, we don't have to be reactive. We have much more success in our health when we're proactive. Stop trying to bury everything by being reactive. Begin to uncover things now by being a powerhouse. You matter. If you don't know where to start, I get it. It took me falling flat on my face, God stripping me of everything for me to realize and start putting things together, the puzzle pieces, really walking myself through. And I'm still on the journey. I'm still figuring things out. But you know what? It's awesome when I discover it. I'm like, yes, I'm not crazy. Wouldn't it be great to know that you're not crazy? You know, when my stomach's going off and my husband says, those coyotes are getting really loud. There's something wrong with that. And my surgeon takes out my gallbladder and he says, I've never seen anything like this. There's a problem with that. Why wait till tragedy strikes? Be a powerhouse today. If you want help with that, you're important to me. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. Let's start a conversation, a coaching call with me. There is no charge to this. I want you to experience a coaching call with me. Why? It's not because I think I know it all, because there's a ton of things I do not know. But I have walked a very tough health journey. And I've discovered a lot of things. Stuff that you just aren't going to read about in books. And if you're living your life with a question mark when it comes to your health, don't live that life anymore. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. I was really excited, actually, to learn of what my mom found out because, like I told you before, I'm not crazy. You see, you know your body best. Your doctor doesn't know it best. Yes, they go to years and years of schooling. They are experts, but you are the expert of your body. You know what you feel like when you feel really good. You know what you feel like when you feel bad. You know the type of symptoms that you have. And sometimes those symptoms can be misleading. Sometimes they can lead us down another road that matches to nothing that we expected. So start unraveling all the question marks when it comes to your health and be a powerhouse today. It's all in the family. Search it out and know the genes that you're wearing. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a joyous, scrumptious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.